that as we as a believer, a body of believers come together, your spirit touches back and forth, God, and that you're just here in the midst with us right now. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Up here said, when we go to the left, we'll go to the left. When we go to the right, we'll go to the right. Then we're gonna jump, we're gonna dance, we're gonna jump, and we're gonna shout in the river with Jesus. All right, here we go. Come on. If he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. If he goes to the right, then we'll go to the right. We're gonna jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody, if he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left, and if he goes to the right, then we'll go. We're gonna dance, we're gonna dance, 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 dance in the river. Dance, 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 dance. Everybody, if he goes to the left, then we'll go to the left, and if he goes to the right, then we're gonna jump, we're gonna jump, 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 jump. then if he goes to the right, we're gonna shout, 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 shout in the rear, shout, 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 he cries out, he cries out, he cries out to you, he cries out, he cries out to you. We cry out to you, Jesus. He cries out to you. He cries out to you. We cry out to you, Jesus.
Ready to worship the Lord. How about you? Okay, two people over here are ready to worship the Lord. How many are ready to worship the Lord today? All right. I tell you what, I wrote something on Facebook real quick today. I pulled out an old Bible. I'm taking some notes. I've got several Bibles that are, they're worn out. I open them up and pages fall out. I've got scotch tape holding them in there. And one of the things I saw, and I wrote it on Facebook this morning, when you express joy, it comes out as laughter. So this morning, allow the joy of the Lord to be your strength, to be your laughter, to be who you are. That no matter what circumstance you're in, and we're going to talk about that today, what kind of prison are you in, and God is sending His angelic force to open up the gates to bring freedom to you today. Amen? So Father, we thank You and we praise You. Lord, at 5:30 this morning, I am walking the halls of this church, praying to You and worshiping You. And Lord, Your presence was here, speaking volumes of the freedom that You want to bring into our lives. Because the deep is definitely crying out to us, come. Come walk with Me. Come talk with Me. Come live with Me. So, Father, this morning, we set down every barrier that we have. We hiss the devil out of this place. And, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that Your presence be manifested in such a way that when we walk away, people will go, man, those people have been with the Lord. So, Father, come. Fill our lives. Fill our cloaks. Fill everything about us that we may be touched by You as we worship You this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen. When we were at prayer last night, the Lord gave me this psalm last night. He gave me a couple of them, but this is one that kind of sticks out at me. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob You have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel was among those who called on His name. They called on the Lord, and He answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of the cloud. They kept His statutes and decrees He gave them. Lord our God, You answered them. You are to Israel a forgiving God. Though You punish their misdeeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Amen. It says, these things are written for our instruction, for our understanding, for our my brain's just not kicking right this morning. But for our admonition, for our understanding, that these things are written, that He is on the mountain. We've talked about that over the last times, and that when we meet, the fullness of the Godhead is here. And just as we cry out, we're crying out to the pillar of fire. We're crying out to the cloud that covered and protect. We're crying out to the burning bush. We're crying out to the angels that appeared. We're crying out to all of the angel of the Lord, which is Jesus. Not to the angels, they're created beings, but to the angel of the Lord, the host of the army we're calling out to today. Lord, we thank you. You are good. Your mercy endures forever and forever and forever.
Free. You came to bring us liberty. My sin and my rejection led your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Your blood has washed away my sin. Come on. Your grace empowers me to win. My pain and my oppression led your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. I bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whoa. Thank you. surrender our hearts to you right now. Surrender our lives to you. We ask, God, that you just take back into places where we may have tattered our foundation with you. That we put it back in your hands. With the hearts open and our hands lifted before you today, God. We ask that you have your way in us, Jesus. Of all the praise we could ever breathe, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you, so open up our eyes in wonder, show me who you are and your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Lead us, Jesus, your love. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever save us. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you, Jesus. You're holy. There is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes.
Alone, and I will not be ashamed.
be shaken. I will not be shaken. If you feel hopeless in this place today, if you feel like you've been going through so many obstacles and so many hurts in your life, so many points of frustration, and you just feel like you've given all you can, and you feel like there's nothing else to give. You may have been looking to the left and to the right for other things. But you may have turned to drugs and alcohol. You may have turned to promiscuity, pornography. You may have turned to several countless relationships. You may have turned to overworking yourself. You may have turned to depression. You may have turned to struggle, whatever your struggle might be. I believe that the Lord will have you to understand that your foundation has been in other things other than Him. And as soon as you allow Him to be your foundation, everything that you stand in need of will be taken care of, because you're not building your foundation on some sand that is here today and when waves and water come is washed away, but that is built upon a solid rock, that when the waves come, that's a struggle, and when the seas are tossed and driven all around it, that the house won't fall, that it'll be able to stand up to the test of time, that things might hit and might make noise around you, but you won't break, that you won't be shaken. That He is the hope as an anchor for our soul. That's what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 19 says. That we have a hope as an anchor for our souls. And that hope is a solid foundation that is dug deep in. When an anchor goes under the water, it holds onto a foundation so it will not be moving. That no matter what the situation may happen, winds might be tossed and driven, but you won't move. So when you have that anchor in your heart, the anchor is Jesus Christ, nothing will ever be able to separate you from running to Him for anything else. Allow that anchor to take grip today. Allow your foundation to be paved with the cornerstone that the builders rejected. That's Christ Jesus. And watch your life change for the better. I believe that for you today.
Show me who you are and fill me with.
with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
This morning, as we prepare for our tithes and offerings this morning,